make that cash, bitch.
Talk about the importance of, if your friend doesn't like your partner, is your partner a dub immediately, or is your friend a dub, or neither? What do you think?
First, I'm gonna sit and think, because I feel like a lot of girls don't do this, right? They don't be really thinking about how that their man treat their friends. Like, sometimes if your man is only sweet and cuddly and giggly with you, but with your friends he's a little nasty, I'm gonna have to wonder, like, is that the reason why my friend like my man? But certain friends, especially when you have a boyfriend, that's really when you start to see, like, that's what you're saying to colors, like, if they're really a hater or not.
Honestly, because if you're in a relationship and your friend is just being mass sour to you, towards you, when you're telling them how in love you are and how much he does for you, you can really tell immediately.
Hater.
If they're hating on you, not so much even hating on you, but hating on the relationship. If my friend doesn't like my man or my girl for whatever reason, do you want to fuck them? I want to know, because some girls really be out here fucking your exes.
Dude, you know what's crazy?
And I know a few.
I know the podcasts, the ones that be like loyalty tests. You ever see those street ones?
Yeah,
but like, tell me something you never know. Your man texted me and we fucked like a month ago.
That's crazy.
How?
On TikTok, I don't know if it was true or not. She's arguing with a friend. And she goes, guess what? She's like, what? She's like, yeah, man ate my pussy last night.
No.
She told the man.
Immediately,
no. She was like, take off your glasses, take off your shoes, take off your hoodie. She left that man cold, blind, and with no shoes.
That will not only be the end of my man, but the end of that friendship. Disrespectfully. Y'all don't know me so well on this podcast, but I get a little crazy.
She does. She's a fire sign.
I get a little crazy.
What if your best friend isn't fucking with your man? Then what? Because we're talking about best friend now.
No, like best friend. Yeah.
Who really wants the best for you?
If my best friend doesn't like my man, I'm going to really think how my man is treating my best friend. Because at the end of the day, I can never be in my mind with a partner that my best friends and them don't get along. How am I supposed to live the rest of my life with this person sharing a home, sharing a family? Because first of all, I already got my friends at my wedding. My friends about to be godparents. My friends about to be in there like swimwear. How is that going to work if my best friends and my man, partner, whatever it is, don't get along? What do you think for you, like, if your best friend doesn't like your man?
Well, I would say if my best friend doesn't like my man, I'm gonna ask myself why. I know that my best friend wants me to be happy. So maybe it's because I share the things that are happening in our relationship, which really has to do with like boundaries, like, and not oversharing. Because once you tell your best friend that guy or girl did something to
something
you, like, it's
up.
Over. Just to speak personally with like me and T, we had a situation like that. We noticed later on that the best friend is usually right. We're talking about your best friend who's looking at it from the outside in.
Yeah.
When you're inside of a relationship, you could be blinded by love and really blinded by the whole situation, that your friend is looking at it from a different view.
Your best interest
exactly.
At heart.
Exactly.
I feel like, you know, even to get into that, when we're talking about like your best friend, your man too, like, ladies, why are you treating your man better than your best friend?
That's crazy.
That is crazy to me.
That's
like,
really crazy, y'all.
Noelia had brought something up to me the other day that I thought was like, bah, tell him. Because that shit was crazy.
We're not going to save that?
What? No, I think that's good for now.
All right. Ladies, why are some of you guys buying your man an expensive ass Christmas gift or birthday gift,
Valentine's, any event,
spending bands on your man that you've only had for a year, maybe two, fuck it, y'all been together for five, but your friend, you've known them for longer and you don't ever buy her a gift, or you buying her a penny's worth of whatever you get in that man. But your friend is going to be there with you
If that man come, go.
Exactly. She's going to be with you towards the good, towards the bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the one that's supporting you.
They've been there for you.
Exactly.
They've
so
been
like,
there.
Why not me take that bread and say, friend? You know what I mean? Because your friend, they might even appreciate that gift more than that man. And
hell
when y'all
yeah.
break up, good luck getting that stuff back.
Exactly. Especially when you're growing up, there comes a point in time in the friendship. Those are the things that you just should be doing.
Exactly.
If I'm
you
about
should
to
be getting your friend gift.
Bro, birthdays minimum.
Exactly.
Birthdays minimum. Like, I'm planning all these birthdays that you need to get a birthday gift. I need to get a birthday gift, whatever it is. And I'm not saying to you tell your friends, like, nah, you got to get your friend a Birkin. You got to get your friend something crazy. No. But, like, you're at Sephora, you're at Ulta, pick up a little palette. Oh, you see a little sale on these glosses, pick up some glosses. The same things that you do in a relationship, those are things that you should make mental notes of in your friendship
yeah.
if you care about your friend.
Because there's so many times that, you know, you go to the store when mm-hmm. you're in a relationship, you're like, this one looks so cute on them.
Mm-hmm.
Sis.
Get
ask
it for them.
Yourself. Is he doing the same thing for you?
And men low-key be doing stuff for their friends.
Do they?
Yeah. Bro, you ever see the friend group that all got the same chain? They all got the custom-made.
I almost threw up.
Bro, how all the boys in the friend group got the diamond chain and you and your girls got Pandora?
I want to talk about opposite sex friends.
Okay.
If you have an opposite sex friend,
mm-hmm.
can they really be your friend, or does that automatically mean that you guys are doing stuff on the low? People are so quick to assume that's the opposite friend. You know, they've done stuff before, but it's not always like
it's
that.
It's not always like that. It takes a certain level of maturity to have an opposite sex friend. I think that if you're immature and your mindset is kind of like, if you make this opposite sex friend, but in the back of the mind, you kind of think that they're cute or you like them or whatever it is, and that friendship starts from not the same innocence of, like, being a friend, like, it
okay.
would be with girls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I feel like that is the friendships that lead up to them fucking
yeah.
and them doing that. Because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, like, it's the friendship that you have is based on, like, built-up sexual tension. That is not a real friendship. But I feel like there are also other situations where you can have an opposite sex friend, and that's just your friend. Like, that's your homegirl, that's your homeboy. Like,
having opposite sex friends, you get to learn so much more.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because their views are just way different. Like, I can go to her with a problem, and then I can go to a guy with a problem, and it's just like,
two
they're telling
different
me two
things.
Different things. And you're like, I like the way you think. They're going to tell you the truth.
The real truth.
They cut straight to it.
The thing with, I feel like with the guy friends I have, they don't give a fuck about my feelings. Not in a bad way,
mm-hmm.
but if I ask them something or they, you know, I'm really going to them about something serious, they're going to tell me straight up how it is. They don't give a fuck how they say
and
it.
And I respect that 100%.
Yeah.
When you have an opposite sex friend,
mm-hmm.
sometimes that person is in a relationship, and whomever they're in a relationship with feel some type of way.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, you guys can't be friends. In a scene like that, is that person really your friend? Or should you respect the fact that their partner is like that and just wait until they break up? Like, what do you think about that?
I think,
because I've seen it both. I've seen it happen both ways.
All right. Let me talk from my own personal experience, right?
Yeah.
For me, I don't have too many guy friends. I only have one guy friend that's in a relationship. But his girlfriend is cool as hell. One, the girlfriend in that situation, she can't be an insecure girlfriend. Like, if you're with my
True.
Guy friend, and I'm on the side of rooting for y'all, like, you to be insecure about me is very weird. Because first of all, not in a fucked up way, but, like, if I had wanted him, I would have had him. That was, like, that is the friendship, you know what
Fair.
I'm saying? And I obviously don't want him, and you being with him is not going to make me want him. Like, ew, he's my guy friend, you know what I'm saying? But then on the other end, it's those girls who really, first of all, they get in a relationship, they got healing to do. Because you cannot be worried about, and you've been friends for years and years and years. Like, how are you just going to come and be like, cut them off?
That's bad.
That's crazy.
If you're going to cut off your friend because you got into a relationship with someone, kind of bitch to me. Like,
oh yeah.
You're really letting that person throw you around like a little rag doll. Like,
you're letting their insecurities throw
exactly.
you around.
Exactly. I only have one
mm-hmm.
true guy friend. And we've been friends for a really long time.
Oh
always
yeah.
keep it a bean.
Keep it a bean always. Like, well, my guy friend, this one I'm talking about specifically, like, he also reassures that his girlfriend, like, you know, like, that's my friend.
That's very important.
And where the type of friendship that him and I have, like, I'm also cool with his fam because, you know, I'm his friend. And, like, she sees for herself, like, I'll be there. I'm respectful to the family. Mm-hmm. I root for her. I literally be commenting on her stuff like, girl, you're looking like a baddie. First of all, high key, I think in my situation too, I'd be thinking that the girls would be with the guy. I'm like, girl, you're way too good for him.
Right. Like, I don't even know half of it.
You don't even know the half of it. But like, at the end of the day, I want my guy friend to be happy, you know?
When the opposite sex friend is with somebody,
mm-hmm.
Because that's your true friend, you're like, oh, I'm so happy for them. I want this girl to know that I'm here for her too. We can all be friends.
Like, yeah.
Because that person is my actual friend. But the sad part is that not everybody thinks that way. Like, they're just like, I'm in a relationship with this guy now. It's done for y'all. Like, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And that really has to do with, like, insecurities.
Hell yeah.
And you just feel in some type of way. And if you love that person should be able to have friends. Because it's an opposite sex friend, that does not mean that you guys are fucking.
It don't.
Y'all need to stop believing everything that you see on social media. Granted, sometimes it do mean that you guys
it have do, but have that having that. That assumption every time is not healthy. And two, that definitely means you have some healing to do. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it takes, if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, and they come into the relationship with these opposite sex friends, you know that
exactly.
Beforehand. You can't be upset about that now that you guys are together and try to control that situation because that's selfish.
Because they were friends before you guys even met.
Exactly.
For you to be feeling some type of way.
And high key, keeping it a bean, the reason that you're even in that relationship is because that friend was probably rooting for you. You think that as friends, we're not over here talking to each other about what it is that's going on, when you first started texting, when you first started talking. Nah, I know all the tea. I know how y'all started. I know when they was going to ask you out. Like, the reason that you're here is because I agree that you should be here. No, let's be real.
Know.
Keep it a bean, right? Like,
for
that's
real.
A fact. When you are with your girl and you tell your girl, oh, I started talking to this person, I met this person, your girl already know the drop. Your girl looking up the social media for you, why are you telling her the story of this man? Let's be real.
Y'all really need to do that. Having opposite sex friends, like you said, is very mature.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn a lot from them. And we should really take that assumption out of our head that because the opposite sex, they fucking cuz. Y'all, same sex be fucking too. Like,
right.
Let's be
girls
real.
Girls love girls where I'm from.
For real. Just like Tyna loves me.
What do you think about if your homegirl cuts you off for her man, though? Like, now we're not talking about opposite sex. Like,
nah.
Let's talk about, like, because we're not, we just talking about man and stuff like that.
Facts.
What do you do when your homegirl stops fucking with you because her man's like, because, you know, men be like, that's mm-hmm. your whole friend.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
this. That's
yep.
that.
Shaking my head. I'm going to tell him to go kick rocks.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to tell them to go kick rocks because if you're really siding with your man or your shorty to drop me as a friend, then clearly you don't value our friendship the same
mm-mm.
way I do because I would never do that.
Never.
But I'm going to let y'all do your thing because one thing is I'm not going to chase for that friend.
Mm-mm.
There's way too many people in this world and there's way too many
people
because
you're already chasing the man.
Exactly. I can make new friends, people who are actually going to respect me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like we were talking about respect versus loyalty. That's showing me that you don't respect me. So I'm going to let y'all be. I'm going to wish y'all the best, but not really. And when y'all end up breaking up.
And when you call me crying.
You're going to be calling me.
That's what she does.
You're going to end up calling me. And I feel like that happens so many times. Not even just cutting them off, right? Little by little, they stop talking to their friends and they're only with their man.
Boring. You're a whack person if you do that. First of all, you and your man are never going to get lit like you and your friends.
That's fact. And you're going to get tired of your man. No, like, why are you hanging out
you,
with him every day?
That's how y'all fight.
I'm never going to get
that's
tired
a fact.
Of him.
Yes, you get tired of him. Let's be fucking for real. Keep it a
Let's
bean.
Keep it a fucking
If I'm
a
getting
bean.
Tired of my friend who I've known for years, I'm getting tired of my man who I see every day. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, too, we have to talk about, like, especially when we can even go back to, like, if your friend don't like your man. Your friend's going to be noticing if your man is pulling you away. You know what I'm saying? Taking you
Yo.
Out of that friendship. Because men
yes.
do little things.
Yes.
To control the way that you are around your friends, control mm-hmm. how you talk to them, when you talk to them, what you wear around them.
Mm-hmm.
No, if my best friend's like, cut the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Cutting.
He got to go. Then he got to go.
I've watched way too many little horror movies.
Well, oh my God.
For real, where the guy, they love bomb. Is it called love bombing you when they're just like giving you mad gifts, mm-hmm. and they're like
love bomb? Yeah.
They just give you mad affection. Little by little, they start saying, "Oh, I don't like you hanging out with this friend. I don't like hanging out with mm-hmm. this family member." And then they move you into some place really far,
mm-hmm.
just so that they can control end up controlling you. Y'all really need to be careful, because
that's how you end up in crazy.
Men and women, though, like, y'all really need to be careful and not fall into it so quick and be like, "All right, I'm gonna drop all my friends because this person is giving me the world." Yo, you've only known them for 6 months.
Right. And you know what? To have a good relationship, you need to have a balance of friendship and relationship, especially for the first couple years of a relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever mm-hmm. it is. You should be spending more time with your friends. You should make it like understood and solidified in the beginning of that friendship. Like, yo, I love you if you're there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, these are people that's been there with me before. So if I'm chilling with you Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, best believe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm with my girls. I'm having fun with my friends. That's another thing too. Like, people hop into a relationship and they just think that, like, I have to be consumed in this relationship. I need yeah. to fully invest.
They're
right away.
So much.
You really do have friends that you have to learn that they chase dick. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only thing that makes them happy.
Only thing that makes them happy. Like, that friend, you have to, that's when you really have to evaluate, like, is this type of friend for you? Because that person clearly is insecure. They don't love themselves. And I can't be chasing you while you chasing dick. I can't always be running behind you. That's crazy.
Come back. Somewhere in the midst of you explaining that, the word boundaries came up in my head. So what are certain boundaries that you should have with your friends? And maybe give us an example of
Okay. I think certain boundaries that I make with my friend, it definitely has to do with what you were saying of, like, what I share mm-hmm. and what I don't share. And I think that that's something that Noelia emphasized that I'm going to have to emphasize again. Your friends do not need to know everything about your relationship.
Nope.
And it really hurts your relationship when you are telling your friends everything. Because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. whether your friends mean to or not, they're going to look at your man a different way, or your girl, whatever.
And
your family members too. They're going to treat you a different way too because of that. Like, it's hard as the friend on my end, I know, for me to be around that my friend's significant other if I know that they're a disrespectful person. Because as soon as I see the slightest inkling, yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready to be like, "What'd you say to her? Watch your mouth." One boundary that I said is, like, what are things that I need to work on with my man, just me and my man? And the things that I really feel like I need my friends to help with
yes.
is important. Because you know what? Something that I love about Noelia, real quick, is sometimes Noelia will tell me, because I am a very stubborn, sometimes I'm hard-headed, she'll tell me if I'm actually being fucked up to my man. Like, mm-hmm. if I tell her a story or I'm telling her about something.
You're welcome.
She always will tell me, especially because she's my friend, "I see what you're saying, T, but you're wrong." And sometimes it's good, those things, if you're really questioning, am I right or wrong mm-hmm. in this situation, and it's something that that's something that you have to go to your friend to about. Say not.
There's been times that I've come up to you and be like, "All mm-hmm. right, look at how he said this text message, or look mm-hmm. at how this came off. I'm viewing it like this. Like, what do you think?" Because I feel like I'm reading into it wrong. And mm-hmm. you're like, "Well, look at it this way. First of all, you know guys can't spell. They don't know how to use their commas,
my God.
Their exclamation points, their question marks." So she literally reads it. She's like, "Da da da da, pause. Da da da, pause." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I understand it now."
Man, correct your grammar, please.
For real, do better.
There would be so much less fighting. A boundary that you also have to set up with your partner, with your friends. Like, my friend's group chat is sacred. If you are in a situation, for God forbid, whatever reason, you go through your partner's phone, never okay. Don't ever touch my friend's group chat. Because
ever.
If you do, you're cut off.
With groups, even trying to say, like, all right, every time a girl gets into an argument with her man or her girl, like, she's sending screenshots to the chat. Because that's honestly child. Unless you guys are really going through it, girls, we talk to each other. That's normal. Like, who doesn't? Girls, in female group chat, we be talking about real shit
mm-hmm.
so much deeper than just, like, gossip and TikToks mm-hmm. and Instagram, that if you go through your partner's phone and you decide to click on the group, it's an invasion.
And it's
privacy.
Not an invasion of privacy of me, like, as your partner. It's an invasion of privacy of my friends and their thoughts and their feelings.
Because they were sharing they other things in
and
there
they didn't
too.
Consent that. They didn't consent for this. Bro, be real. If I'm sending like pics to my friends in a bathing suit, like how I think about this, and I find out that your man saw those pics, I think that that's really weird.
Oh yeah, that's actually a really good example. No, honey.
No, that's weird. And
don't do that.
If you're letting your man do that, you really need to reevaluate like how much you respect your friends, because that's disrespectful to your friends.
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in and sitting down with us during this podcast.
We really appreciate you guys listening. Comment and let us know if you want us to do a part 3. I feel like we had a lot that we talked about that we didn't really get into, because I think friendship is such a heavy topic. But thank you guys again for listening, and have a happy Saturday.